here we go. Let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hello, friends.
Oh, I have a bone to pick with all you Instagram fucks.
Oh,
you say Geneva today, put up that she's at Steak and Shake, and everybody, 75% is Justine's fat ass there.
No one would
That's
believe.
So funny.
So let me talk to you about this terrible fucking Shake Shack experience.
Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake. Why do I always do that? It probably wouldn't have happened at whatever I just said. Shake Shack.
I like Shake Shack. Some people don't. Tyler doesn't. I think it's delicious. Okay.
Here's my thing with Steak and Shake. They have a very good burger.
Steak and Shake.
But you have to eat it immediately.
Okay.
Or it's fucked because there's fresh lettuce on it and not like iceberg lettuce, like the lettuce that wilts. And I can't deal with like a wilt. So then when I got home, the lettuce is all wilted. It was like a raw, like an underripe tomato. And so it was like, then don't give me vegetables if it's going to be, you know, just then I was disgusted and I couldn't even eat it.
Tyler's like, I can't eat there. They make a cold burger. Like, what are you talking about? But he does, I guess, make sense.
He has a point because it was kind of, it was hot and then cold. I don't know. It wasn't good. Great fries. But
to him, places have, they put cold vegetables on and some places put warm. I don't understand it, but I guess it,
yeah,
I'd like to try Steak and Shake.
Generally, I love it. But today was, it was busy.
How much does a burger cost there?
So $4 you get. Burger and fries. Great
deal. My God, what a deal. That's the life.
The woman in front of me, I think, she was alone in the car, but she ordered like 5 shakes that were all very particular and like very dickish orders and took forever. It was very annoying overall.
They need to be in the car too. You can't be drinking a milkshake down the road.
No, that is also true. I agree with you.
Disgusting.
Yeah. All right. We're talking Bravo, but if you haven't checked out our interview, Extreme Sisters, we're covering on our Patreon, patreon.com/escapedrealitypodcast. But we interviewed Jessica and Christina from Extreme Sisters. It was a blast. I literally think at one point it was like a therapy session that Justine and I were sitting in on. it was
great. Come together. They hadn't seen each other till the podcast.
Yeah, so it was their first time together in a couple weeks, so they had some things to say to each other. It was great. We got to know the weirdest thing they've ever done for each other, and Justine didn't think it was that weird, but I still think
it's very weird. But I guess in the end of a pregnancy, you'll have to listen to see what they said, because I can't get it out of my head. It's such a visual too.
It is, actually. The full video also is available on Patreon, patreon.com.
Tyler wouldn't even do that for me, and he's the father. I mean, I guess he would if he had to.
Don't give it away.
Oh, God.
It's so.
Oh, what a little YouTube listening will do to you. Okay. What do you think about Kanye and this Irina? I still find it interesting, the Kanye, Kim. I don't think Kim and Kanye have had sex since North. I would be shocked if they haven't had sex in the past 5 years.
I guess
but
what
when
I'm
he
shocked,
smiles, it blows my mind.
I guess what I'm shocked by is that like people are still willing to fuck with Kanye West. Like, has he not proven that he is off his rocker? And like, is the dick that good? I don't understand.
I can't picture his penis even getting hard.
Yeah,
I feel like it's flaccid, and he's in there smacking it and yelling at himself in the mirror. I don't picture him having sex.
No, I don't really either.
Nothing
I just,
against him, but he's.
But he pulls.
I guess
like,
he does.
Right. He's pulling these chicks.
Okay. I mean, but if your theory of her being with Matthew Cooper, what's his name? I'm starting to hate him.
Oh, Bradley Cooper. Because
Bradley Cooper.
I thought he was gay. Yeah.
And then Kanye does give me. I don't know if it's really wrong to say people seem gay if they're not. Just gay in this day and age,
right?
But Kanye gives me that type
I would not
of
be shocked
situation.
If Kanye came out in 5 years at all.
Yeah,
like,
but I guess like
0%.
Why isn't he out if he is? So it's is it
right,
wrong
right, right.
to say that? Is it rude?
I don't know. Someone.
I just think Bradley Cooper is an asshole. If you ever hear him on Howard Stern, I got a bone to pick. Emily Blunt's interview on Howard Stern. I hate her now. I will never watch another movie and enjoy her ever again. She's a bitch and she's uppity and she thinks her shit don't stink. And she's one of those, you're a fucking actor. Okay. A person who created or helped get the freaking vaccine in everyone's arms is allowed to be uppity on Howard Stern. Not you, Emily fucking Blunt. I got an issue with her. I had to turn it off.
You the wrong way.
People either come on there and you can really see if they're cool or not. She's not. Even Gwyneth Paltrow came off better than her.
I don't know why people who don't feel comfortable in that space would go on that show. Don't you know what you're getting into?
He's asking simple questions, too. It's not even like the old days where it's crude. He's just asking questions. And people are like, oh, I can't say that. It's like, why the fuck are you on the show then? Bradley Cooper goes on there and he just acts like his shit don't stink too. And it just bugs me.
Oh yeah. I feel you. All right. What do we want to start with? Oh, first, thank you. So appreciate the people reaching out after our shaming about asking for interviews, saying that you don't listen to us on Apple Podcasts. Yeah. Another person did. We love you.
Did they? What'd they say? Were they pissed or they were nice?
No, they were nice.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You know what? I've been thinking about that. We should have cut it. That was rude. We're probably losing people because of it. All right.
No, I thought it was good. So if you're inclined, write us a review. All right. Let's talk. I want to start with Beverly Hills because I would like to say this.
And we appreciate everybody who listens to us.
Oh, absolutely. It's hard for me to say. I think, and I don't think I've ever thought this in the entire history of this franchise. I think that Beverly Hills currently is maybe better than New York.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's great. Right?
I don't know why. It's dynamically delicious.
All right. A few things here that blew my mind. Sutton with the face roller. When she was talking to Crystal upstairs on the boat and like started to get emotional, I was like, I'm sorry. And like started rolling her face. Crystal just like. Her face, Crystal was just like,
they're both interesting and they're insane. Both crazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I felt bad. I mean, Sutton is an emotional basket case, and catch me on the wrong weekend, I could be the same. So, but Crystal is a tough cookie, but she's not that tough.
Yeah. So, right? I thought, I guess, see, I don't even want to say this because everybody's so different, but her reaction to Sutton walking in and her saying she dropped to the ground makes me like it. I just don't understand that reaction. It's not a stranger. It's not a strange man. It's not someone you don't know.
She was standing there buck naked and she couldn't just like grab a blanket or something.
Like, you drop to the ground. That's a very extreme reaction.
And the way that I didn't want to belittle it because she seemed so crying about it, but yes. I felt the same exact way. Like I was laughing
like
to myself,
like just when she said the falling to the ground part, it was like, what? Like, this is so dramatic. And then, of course, I don't want to say shit but I've already said enough, but that's.
I'll give an example of this happened in my life that I set myself up for that. But is it 10 times worse than Sutton? I would pay money. I'm still scarred from this situation. I put myself in the same exact thing, but okay. With Crystal, though, yes. She set us up for not giving a shit about it because she waited. She had this major conversation.
Yeah.
Then I thought, did that just happen? I lost track of what didn't she have a conversation with her? Why didn't she bring it up then? Why is she missing the dinner?
Right.
Like, what?
She should have just that morning been like, listen, guys, it was really fucking weird last night. Sutton came in and said this. The weird part is Sutton's comment. I don't know what you're doing in here. That's weird.
Like, she's weird.
That's also fucking weird, right?
Yeah.
So it's a weird situation. So she.
But I might say something odd like that if I don't know someone and be like, "Oh, I could
think
say
I would.
Something.
I'm so sorry, and just turn around and walk out. I wouldn't have been like, don't know what you're doing.
But if I'm in a fight with somebody, or if I don't really know someone that well, and where things are already weird, I don't think I would have been going to bring her a fucking coat.
Leave it
on the chair.
Entirely bizarre behavior from Sutton.
Who cares? Does she need the coat?
Yeah, it's weird.
You're not my mom.
I mean, Crystal said to her face, which I loved, was like, you've shown that you're a little untrustworthy and like you seem a bit unstable. And I think you're a little crazy. And it was like, you can't call me crazy. It was like, wow. She just calmly told you to your face. She thinks you're nuts.
Yeah. And then in the confessional, she's like, maybe I'm the first person. It's like, I don't think you're the first
person. You're definitely not the first person. I think she was saying that sarcastically.
Crystal lost all credibility by acting like batshit crazy 20 minutes, you know, at the end of the episode.
Yeah, that was weird.
So it sucked.
Yeah.
You know, but when I was moving out here, when I was moving to California from New York, I was with my boyfriend at the time. And I was butt naked. I had taken a shower, but all my clothes were downstairs in our car. And I was like, go get my clothes and come back up. And for some reason, I didn't put a towel around me. I was just standing there. And I was waiting for him for forever. And he was probably freaking cheating on me then, calling people, you know, taking forever to come bring me my clothes. My uncle walks in. I'm buck naked standing there. And he like shut the door. But I mean, I know how that feels. But geez,
oh, yeah,
I did it to myself.
Feeling, but it's, I mean, especially
with it was odd. Wasn't it dark? I mean,
right. It's weird.
It is funny. Sutton, she's a weirdo, but I feel very she's weird. Kind of lovable weirdo.
Oh, no. I think she's
no, but saying that she's, I love that she was like, I'm going to send you flowers. You're getting flowers tomorrow. I thought that was sweet, cute.
Oh, I thought was like psychotic, like stage 5 clinger. Like all of a sudden you're going to get all these bouquets at your house.
I think it's just a Southern way of being raised.
I think we could see someone have a complete, like, I think Sutton could have a complete breakdown as a result of being on the show, and like not in a fun way, like in a really dark and fucked up way that Beverly Hills has a history of with people like Taylor. That's what I see with Sutton.
I guess, yeah, and her history doesn't paint that good of a pattern for her either.
Oh. Okay.
Kyle's mean. Everybody's mean to her, though. Like, you're this, you're that. I feel like, I'm fucking out of here. Jesus Christ. You people are mean.
The second thing that blew my mind was Lisa Rinna. I don't even know what the fuck she was trying to do by very casually bringing up that rape story as an analogy for her and Denise
out of nowhere.
One of the weirdest things.
Is she trying to say that Denise raped somebody? Or is that what she was trying to say?
I think she was just alluding. See, that's what I don't know quite.
I think she was trying to say she knows something about Denise, but she's not going to say. That's how I took it.
Oh, see, I didn't get that.
Which was psychotic.
I just thought she was bringing up the rape thing to be like, you know, you just got to be straight up with people. And it's like, that's what you choose to use. I don't know.
I don't know which way. Right.
You should never casually bring
crazy.
Up it was that crazy. You have a friend who raped someone at a meal.
Like, with a bunch of women. Yeah. Out of nowhere. I guess
not a story you should share again. I loved that.
And why are we even talking about poor Denise? She's not on the show. Now you're like spoiling her. You're cussing her name out even more, whatever you would say.
I would
sue Lisa Rinna. I mean, I'm not a sewer.
I don't even remember. What was the big deal? What, that Denise had a threesome and wouldn't admit it?
Who even knows?
We're still fighting about? I don't even know.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I just don't.
Denise Richards just living a loopy life. Popping acid left and right, I think, or popping pills. I don't know. Who gives a shit about Denise Richards? God. She was married to Charlie Sheen. Come on.
Exactly. It tells you all you need to know.
But I did love Garcelle, but I wish Garcelle would have said that to her face.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think Lisa in that Rinna moment, though, you're like, what the
cracked fuck? Out. Like, out of nowhere, Harry had a best friend who raped somebody.
They had
and
a drink
not
together.
Friends anymore.
And then when he raped her, it's like, what? What are you talking about?
She seemed cracked out herself. She acts like she's selling QVC clothes, like, hey, everybody, we're welcome to dinner.
Yeah, she's a lot. She's
and
like,
in the pool.
This is enough. I loved Garcelle telling her, like,
me too.
Lisa, this is one of these moments. Stop it.
And Lisa got it. But she seems cracked out.
She's
on something.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't like her energy.
And then I don't want to come watch you swim.
No.
In a humid space and smell the.
Unless I'm drunk, I'm not watching adults swim.
Yeah. No. Your parents don't even watch your stupid dance when you're kids.
Okay. Very how about Erica talking about Tom? You know, he's just. He's dedicated his life to being a workhorse.
There's something there. There is something that she's setting up. And she is too.
Yes.
Unless she's never talked about it before.
The best thing Lisa Rinna said, probably this entire season, was what she said in the preview for next week, which was, this is Erica. She had to do it this way. And that's it. Erica knows what the fuck she's doing. Like, she doesn't know she's being filmed. She knows.
Yeah, she's not stupid.
No.
I hate Erica. I hate the way she talks. Sutton, are you okay?
Yeah, and that stupid beanie and her outfits. Oh, my God.
Kathy, why are her pants unbuttoned?
I love Kathy. You want to button your pants? I want more Kathy. Give us more Kathy. There's barely any.
Seriously.
How about when the bird was like flying around and she's just sitting there just like, these women. I mean, just calm down.
She is either super baked, which I appreciate, or
I think she might be.
I love it.
I don't get a
who cares about the bird. No. She's conscious. Yeah.
I feel like she has a room in the house. Like the secret. This is what I think. The secret Kathy Hilton is like a hippie who like she sits on like one of those puff things on the ground and just like smokes weed out of like a vaporizer for hours. Like
and she's in there growing weed and spraying it and talking to the ladies. Yep.
Couldn't you see it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, there's such a difference between her and the little sister are very similar. What's the cracked out one?
Kim.
Kim is pill head.
Yes. Yeah.
Or whatever.
See a difference. Right.
And Kathy is
allegedly.
Or maybe she's just allegedly. Or maybe Kathy's just that easygoing, but she I don't know. It's the Erica thing is very interesting and Garcelle doesn't want to buy it either.
She's just watching her talk. That's what Garcelle does a very good job of. Lets people hang themselves with their own words. Like she just lets people talk and just kind of stares at them like, go ahead.
She does.
Happens. All right. Anything else on Beverly Hills?
These girls are friends, but their friendships are growing. So this season is.
Right.
It has a lot of growth throughout the next couple seasons if they keep the same
cast
people. I would like for them to bring in someone who Garcelle's actually friends with.
Yes. Same. That would be very good that they know, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crystal, the whole Crystal situation, I found to be disappointing. She should be forced to go to dinner. I missed her there. She's an important piece of the puzzle at this point, I think.
Lame trip, though. These COVID forced, like, we're trapped somewhere. See, this is like to transition to New York. This is my issue with New York so far is it's like we're in a bubble. And I think that sometimes, like, you got to expand a little bit. Like, we're not watching the real world. Like, why are we still in the Hamptons?
They're one too many days at the Hamptons. It's boring.
It's too much.
I guess I wasn't bored, but.
No, I'm not bored. Listen,
yeah.
This episode of New York was fascinating in a lot of ways, right?
But yes, it was.
If you remove the incident and you remove all the race thing, what do you have? A bunch of drunk. I mean, yeah, this.
Well,
is
the voting thing is interesting to
oh
me
my
too.
God. Yes,
especially
absolutely.
Coming from Leah, yep. Who acts like she's such a freaking.
This is why
go-getter.
Leah's trash to me. Is she's
I think
acting
she,
all
yes.
woke and like she's part of whatever, and then she's mm-hmm. the person sitting there saying like, "Why even vote?" and then getting pissed because someone said that's concerning to them. Fuck off.
Right.
I'm not a Heather person at all. I understood her point.
Yes. And Ebony thinks the same thing. And yeah. If you didn't want to vote this, I don't care what you think about politics. You had to vote this last election.
You
if you didn't,
to.
Then something's wrong with you.
I just, it
then
was,
you wanted Donald Trump to win if you didn't vote.
Exactly.
Because every vote, it was so close
to see her say that and be like, oh, okay. So you're full of shit.
She's a piece of garbage.
You can't be somebody wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt and then say you're not going to vote in the election. Like those two things.
Yeah.
You can say whatever the fuck you want about politics. What Donald Trump did to this country is undeniable. So you're either on his side or you're voting. That's it.
And if you didn't vote, she acts like she's so involved in everything. I know she.
Don't act like you're an advocate if you're not going to vote.
Yeah, I remember seeing on the internet she was voting for the third party and in this election. I understand that, but that's throwing your vote away.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Enough.
Especially this time around. This was, if I know whatever Joe Biden, but if Donald Trump would have stayed in this freaking, our country
would
be.
Oh my God. We would not be out and about. I will tell you that right now. We would not.
And imagine if we would still have the president capsing like the. With cap letters on Twitter,
right.
Misspelling words and going crazy all over. I mean, the president of the United States got banned off of Twitter. That's psychotic.
Right.
Oh my God. We have to get into it. We stop. But Leah, that's funny that you said she's trash, because after I watched it, I just kept thinking she is the trashiest housewife we've ever had. She's trash. And I'm sorry to say that, but you can't cry over your dead grandma when you're filming a reality TV show. You're not allowed to cry.
Go home.
And don't use it as a scapegoat to be an idiot.
You're in New York. You can get to New Jersey in 2 hours. Go be with your family.
And the house is so full that you won't be able to see grandma anyway. So just pull the plug and kill her. Yeah. That's wild. Shut up. Go be with your family. Your mom is calling you when you're a couple hours away.
Exactly. You're not in California. You could be there in a blip of an eye.
And yeah, maybe if you weren't close to your grandma, we could all understand this. But if she's the only person who gave a shit about you your whole life, and then when you see her in heaven, she's going to push you down and put you in the elevator down to hell that I was talking about a few episodes ago. She's disgusting. And Ebony kind of sees it too.
I think
Ebony only sees that Sonia is a decent person in this entire group.
How about Sonia? Talk about, like, Sonia really... I have to say, for someone so privileged,
take back everything I ever said. Impressed me
about how she handled this entire situation and everything she said, both in the moment and her confessional. I was like, wow, Sonia, like, you know, like even when they were having that conversation,
she's
and like when
person, yeah.
Ebony and Luann were like, you know, Luann was like, well, you have to be patient with me.
Uh-huh.
And Sonia's like, I think she has been patient. Like, you know, even in moments like that, that's the point. Like, Black people and people of color in this country have been patient and fucking quiet and whatever the fuck for far too long. So don't even, you know, like, I love Sonia. I thought she was phenomenal.
It's so different than Leah and Heather on their soapboxes. It just seems so much more sincere. I loved it.
Heather saying that she understands Black America through working for Diddy and Beyonce is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Love and Beyonce. I'm the biggest Beyonce fan in the world. Is Beyonce in touch with reality in an intimate way, like somebody in middle America who's Black getting persecuted?
Maybe at one point she was. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I understand that she can commiserate with the experience, but if you're working for Beyonce and she understands that experience, you're not living that experience. Do you know what I mean?
Beyonce hasn't been anywhere alone in 10 years.
Right. Like, I mean,
there's a lot of pictures of people catching Beyonce in Target. It's like, why can't that happen for me? Why can't I be in Target and see somebody famous like that?
God, you know, Heather said, did this bother you?
But that was hilarious. I love how Ebony caught that right away. Obviously, she would.
Heather said, as a Black woman, I don't know if this is problematic or not. She said, as a Black woman, she should be proud of her high degree. And I almost felt like,
oh, that bothers. Like, I thought that too, but I don't know if I'm right to think that's odd, because.
Yeah, just like, I mean, it made you think she rubs me the
wrong way. Yeah.
Black people can't achieve things or something. Like, it, you know, it was weird. I'm like, is she trying to give a compliment or is she being an asshole?
I think she's psychotic. I thought the same thing. Like, what, you think Black women don't get degrees? I don't know. I thought that was very odd.
That's
From Two Black Girls, One Rose, the other Justine, she put up on their. I had been seeing this, and it's so interesting that she brought this point up, because I'd been thinking it too. Mm-hmm. It's driving me crazy. It goes back to that Bachelor and the antebellum parties, how people say it's 2021. You can't talk like that. It wasn't okay in 2016. It wasn't okay in 2014.
Right.
It wasn't okay in the year 2000.
Right.
Why do people, and she brought that up on her Instagram, and I was like, it's just weird how people say that. And in this day and age, you shouldn't talk like that. Or I just find that just wacky when people say that.
Yeah, it's like the excuse is that, like, it's like now it's just
at
this
5 years
it can't
old.
Be, right, know? Right, right. You can't say it. Bizarre.
But it was okay.
Luann, you could tell, like, even Ramona was pretending to care, like she wanted to hear what Ebony was saying. Luann is so privileged. She can't hear someone contradict her without, like, fucking. You could see in her face.
Steam,
like,
was coming out of
her
ears.
Mind. Yes.
I know.
She was heated as fuck. Even in this where she's talking to her at the table before they left her house. And her daughter was like, you shouldn't have said angry. You should have said emotional or something. She's like, you know,
or
like,
nothing. Right? Yeah.
She couldn't even conceptualize what people were saying, which just shows you how out of touch she is.
And yeah. And it's like, Ebony, she's allowed to feel things and people. And I loved her point that Leah was calling them all a hoe. And
you
then
said that,
Ramona
and that
says,
exactly right.
fucking Ramona goes, well, her grandma's dying. And she goes, my grandma's fucking dying too. It's just because Ebony isn't a psychopathic person like Leah too.
Well, yeah. And I mean, at the root of it, it's because she's black, period. And that's
what
she's trying to say. You know,
but Ebony's grandma's dying, but you don't hear her using it as a scapegoat to be a psychopath.
Exactly.
Leah is asshole. She is a despicable human being.
Yeah.
Her grandma's on her deathbed and she wants to be famous.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
She's getting her throat slit open and putting a tiara on while grandma's on taking her last breath.
The biggest jump we've made on a person one season to the next. Because we ended last season like, holy shit, we love Leah.
It's probably close.
I think it is.
And I'm ashamed that I even liked her. I think if I were to rewatch it, I'd hate her.
Yeah, that would be interesting to watch it back and see.
Because when I watch her throwing the tiki torches around and being shit-faced, I'm more embarrassed for her now than I was laughing along with her. And I don't know how my life has changed that way.
Oh God.
I find her disgusting and almost unwatchable to watch the show with her. Even when Ebony walks in and says, no, I will watch it, but she's ruining the show for it. I just don't like her. I just think she's a terrible cast. I don't like her.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I can understand why Luann is on there. I can understand why everybody else is on there. But Leah is just, she's just a gross person to me. I just don't like her.
I feel you. I agree. I also hate her fashion. Not that that has anything to do with it, but like, I literally find her outfits ridiculous. Wearing that shit to the fishing with like the 70 buttons and just like, again, it's like she's thinking she's Carrie Bradshaw in every scene, showing us a look and pretending she's filming a movie where it's like, what are you doing?
Carrie Bradshaw made it work. I'm sorry. I don't know.
I loved Sonia. I never ask if she's dressed appropriately for the event. About Leah.
She just dressed like Leah.
When Sonia fishing.
She's hilarious.
You know, he asked if I caught fish and I wanted to tell him I always catch a dick too. I was like, oh God.
And then Sonia comes right back, and that's why we love Sonia.
Yes. She started to lose you.
Yeah,
but
she did, but I take it back. I really apologize, universe.
Because you know what? In the moments where like her and Ebony are holding hands and Ebony's telling her about the matchmaker, you see that deep down inside, like, Sonia is like an insecure, you know, like she needs self-love, she needs external love. And I like that Ebony's recognizing that and like trying to make her feel valued. I think that's so sweet.
I like how Ebony realizes the other girls treat her like garbage.
Totally.
I think Ebony, I think they could get rid of Leah. I think it was a big mistake to bring Heather on. She's unwatchable.
Oh, she's gonna be gone. I think this
aren't you articulate? It was like, and then shuts the door and has just big smile. It is so rude.
No one should say that to another adult. You can say that to a 2-year-old if a 2-year-old speaking in full sentences. Other than that, it's offensive. Don't call me articulate. Sick. That's like, I don't like that. Like, aren't you? Oh my God, look at you. Oh, you can speak? That's the thing about Heather. It's like, she pretends like she's an ally and then she's kind of condescending and like a dick. So it's,
how does she even bring up Diddy? Well, the people that work for Diddy, I really connected to them. God.
You know what that is? That's the epitome of like, I have a black friend. Like,
right.
That's what she's doing.
Oh, it was crazy.
You know what else I thought watching this episode?
I mean, I'm not perfect. I'm not trying to say that, but God.
Watching
Heather's hard to watch.
Walking around with that frosé. I am thinking, how long until it's just rosé and she's still calling it her fake rosé?
She might already be.
It might already be happening, I think.
Mm-hmm. She has that angry drunk face.
Yes,
she was pissed. For her to ask for an apology means she does not feel bad one bit.
She doesn't get it.
She never will.
The way she came into it was asshole vibes, like asshole energy. The way she's like, well, she owes me an apology, and like rubbing into the room. It's like, what?
She's right. I mean, Ebony said there's a hierarchy with her and she'll never erase that until she's dead and comes back as like a puppy who gets beaten and put into a dog fight.
Oh, that's nice. What a visual.
Well, she's just a bad person.
Yeah.
This is what she's presenting to everyone to try to, she's not completely dumb. She's probably hiding some of her horrible qualities.
Yeah, you're right.
She's a terrible, terrible person. Going back to making freaking an equal of hers on a show say, you know, call me the Countess. She thinks people are below her. She's a scumbag.
She is 100%. It's unfortunate.
It's not like I could understand Luann if she said that to maybe a 6-year-old, a kid that was friends with her kid.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
But you're on the same show. She's right. Just psychotic.
And again, at the foundation of it, like, we're not even talking, like, the real issue is not that she said the angry Black woman. It's that she got so offended by the idea of a Black woman being more educated than her.
Yeah.
That she fucking lost her mind. That's the thing, right?
And it's when, like, has Luann ever been known to be smart or educated?
Right.
She's an idiot.
Like, come on. Yeah. It's crazy.
I just love
them
Ebony,
to get out. I want them to get out of the Hamptons. Enough is enough.
I want them back.
We have a whole
York.
Other episode.
What is this? The Real Housewives of the freaking Hamptons?
Oh,
and
the
now
Hamptons
they're having. And now they're having a beauty pageant. I mean,
that's what
it's
I'm
just
saying.
A very odd season.
It's odd. It is. And I think we got to get back to New York. We got to see them walking around the park. We got to see them at a restaurant with Ramona making out with some random. Like, we got to get around some other people. It's important, I think.
They got to do something. It's It's a good season. It's interesting, but
it's very fascinating. It is illuminating about how terrible some of these people are, right? I would not say it's
oh, people have to look like they're going into open heart surgery to do your fucking makeup. You do your own fucking makeup. I don't care.
Agreed.
Put your own makeup on.
What are we, the Kardashians? We have a whole downstairs like makeup situation.
They're wearing scrubs, a mask, a shield. I mean, it really puts in perspective how far we've come in COVID and how scary it was. At that time, people were freaking wiping down groceries. You don't need your makeup done.
Right.
Agreed. Breathing on people makes me sick.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're just so entitled. I'm so happy to see Sonia be such a sweetheart.
Did we
talk about Ebony and the matchmaker? She is so sweet.
Yeah, I thought that was.
I love
nice.
A matchmaker. Bring the matchmaker in. That's what I like to see.
Yeah, exactly. I want to see.
Is this matchmaker her to, make her own match?
Right. I want to see Sonia like talk to a matchmaker. I would love that.
I mean, I loved Patty Stanger, even though she had no love life herself. Still to this day, she has no love life. She was still a great. She was good TV.
Yeah, she was good TV. I agree. Not in my top 10, but good.
No,
TV.
God, no, 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 no. But she was watchable. Oh, but just another thing. When Sonia goes, I know I'm a loser. And Ebony's like, you're a queen. And I want you to know that. I mean, she's so sweet. I like them two together. And I love that Ebony's not just best friends with Leah, that she's actually building a true friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice. Ebony is fantastic. I feel bad that she's part of this bullshit.
I know. And what's her face? You have to educate me.
I loved that, her being like, this is not my responsibility. And it's fucking not. You know, it really isn't.
Sonia, I mean, Luann treats people who serve her food like shit. She treats everybody like shit if she's not fucking you.
Absolutely.
She's a terrible person. Mm-hmm. Treats her kids like garbage. I mean, her kids are begging her. She was a terrible mother. And I don't say that about a lot of people. But that scene with poor little Noah begging her to stay home. She like walks in. Those kids were raised by that nanny.
Oh,
sick.
Yeah. All right. Should we talk Shaws?
Yes.
Oh, God. What's okay. I think Reza's, you know, I have to say, I think Reza's the person that I
do
flipped
too.
The most on the show. I used to love Reza, and I think Reza is kind of a terrible person.
I think he
told Mike that information about Gigi.
I think he's the problem with everyone.
I think he is the problem.
Mm-hmm. He's a snake.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
And MJ, I have to say, is playing this phenomenally because she's sitting back and just letting Reza do what Reza does and not saying a word and watching him blow everything up in his own face. And is like being low key the person that's like, how let's make up and letting Reza hang himself, I think. And I don't think
MJ is not the problem in the friendship.
No.
Yeah, she's being undercover agent. Yeah, she don't like him. She does not like him.
I do not think she gives a shit about
him. No. There's no way she could. If, I mean, she shouldn't be giving him even the time of day if somebody had a restraining order against my husband, but.
Right.
I guess.
Well, she's.
When they were working out. Just were doing single shots with him. I was just surprised.
Yeah. I think but Reza is
working it.
Lying yeah, you're for right. sure. The way he ran out of the house in the middle of the night is very guilty behavior. Like you don't do that.
Explain to me. He says that he sent the text messages, but then there's also other text messages that are from a spoof account, which I don't know if I buy, but is he also, did he send more messages that he's not fessing up to?
I thought what he was saying was that like Gigi was using a weird number to text Paulina to somehow tell her about the text messages or something, like somehow that she was like, your fucking man is tech, like I
and that's how he found out. I thought she saw them on the iCloud and saw the text themselves, and that's how she found them,
right? But maybe like somebody was telling,
and then
this
spoof account thing, I'm like, what is there fake messages? But I believe Reza is the nucleus of all bad in this and all of these friendships.
I think you're right. And this is the episode where I was like, oh, it's Reza. Like, mm-hmm. because listen, Mike is a flawed, fucked up person, obviously. But I don't know why he would have said
honest.
It. He just wouldn't have. Well, honest. I don't know why he would have said that.
They say he's honest about everything but who he's fucking.
Right.
And Gigi's like,
that. I thought that was hilarious.
It's just different, which it kind of is. Some people do only.
Listen.
I don't know.
When Mike said to Paulina, like, I didn't know love before I met you, love. It's like.
That's bullshit.
Mike,
yeah.
Shut the fuck up. You're literally texting dick pics today. Like, what are you talking about?
That Jessica freaking. Going
Forgot
through
about
changing
that.
Religions
and he
skydiving with him or whatever.
God.
And that poor girl lived through cancer. God, it's crazy.
It's yeah, I don't. I just
Reza's a snake.
It's Reza. Yeah, 100%. He's the problem for sure.
I don't believe it's Gigi because Gigi's got a kid. She's busy. She don't give a fuck about Mike and text messages. And she would fess up all those flashbacks of her screaming at everybody.
Yeah, exactly. The flashbacks of her, like, you forget how nuts Gigi was. Like, you really do. So, again, her growth to me, the two people, like, I feel like Reza has been illuminated to me as, like, more of a trash person. And Gigi's, like, she's kind of done the work and she's, like, a better person.
She is.
I think. I don't know.
And also, MJ and Tommy, I wonder what their whole... situation is.
I love him. He's got to do better on those unprotected texts.
That was a good line.
That was a great
I love her flashback showing them. I love watching them together. They could be talking about nothing, but I love watching them.
I would watch a MJ and Tommy reality show 100% just to watch, because you know Tommy's one of those people that like the microwave door doesn't close properly and he would go on like a 5-minute tangent like that fucking microwave, you know, like I would watch him.
He's great. See, this show I think still has life to it. In the way that
it's
MJ
it's just
tells
in a different way, I think.
Gigi, yeah, it might be need a little bit more time. Maybe it is over because of Reza and MJ though. But at the park, why didn't little Isaiah come or Elijah?
I know. I think MJ.
But it was a play.
I think Gigi's a little cautious around MJ. Like, I don't think she has a ton of interest in actually building a friendship with her.
Okay, it's more for the show.
Yeah. Same thing. See, that's why I think the show is over, is because they're all doing it for the show.
Mm-hmm.
If the show wasn't on, would any of them still be talking to each other?
No,
I don't think so.
Yeah, you're right.
That's sad.
And Nima, I love Mike. At least Nima does say to Mike, like, why the fuck are you lying to me and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. How about that flashback? See, Mike, 2 days ago, lying his ass off. Nima, I love Nima. Like, man, you lied to me right to my face. It's like, no one cares about you, Nima.
In London, yeah. Why do they even waste our time? Don't show me them working out. I could give a flying fuck.
Oh, yeah. No.
And MJ, or no, the London and the pendulum, it reminded me of the Extreme Sisters, Christina and Jessica in the woods. That stuff is so ridiculous.
It's really like, I think, honestly, it's probably like where your hand is. You know what I mean? Like, it's probably something very simple shifts it.
And I feel like it's a Ouija board where you think you're not pushing it, but you really are. Even though, like, you know, I've thrown Ouija boards out when I was a kid, like, they get this shit out of our house, you know.
Ouija board. Did you ever do a light as a feather, stiff as
a
board?
Oh yeah, levitating. I know. All isn't that crazy how shit. We were doing that? There was no social media, but yet so our true. Same age across countries were all doing that at a sleepover. That's I fucking that's weird. Possible. What TV show did we get that from? Right, I don't remember it being from a TV show.
I don't know.
Light as yeah. a feather.
Stiff as a board. Light as a feather.
Yeah. And then you lift your friends up. Why the fuck are we doing that? That is weird.
That is weird.
It'd be one thing if we lived a town over from each other, but we were thousands of miles.
Right. Yeah. It's wild.
I don't remember people doing that in Clarissa Explains at all.
And I didn't watch TV. So who knows how I knew? Oh, God.
Man. And so you were going over to sleepovers. And
I have like a very distinct memory of doing that in my TV room in my house with my friends, like being very young. And it was, we like turned the lights off and did it. And we're like, woo! Yeah, you know, it's like, what? Yeah.
God, it's weird, isn't it?
It is. Well, oh, I watched Family Karma. Well, I didn't watch this week, but I watched last week and I really enjoyed it. Okay. So
it's
cute,
right?
I will try to be live for next week since we recorded early this week.
Yeah, we recorded early this week because we got
shit
lot
going
on. But. It is a cute show. Don't you like how they had to say goodbye to the aunt because their parents would yell at them? I love the parents.
I love the parents involved.
How they have that parent guilt in their brains. That's what I'm really going for my kids. That's how you keep your kids straight. They have to fear their parents, but in a different way. Not in a respect. They have to fear them in a respectful way.
Yes.
And how do you achieve that? I don't know.
That's a great question because that's what I would like to achieve as well. Like, I want to be able to know that my child is going to be respectful to every adult. And I think minority cultures or not,
really
I don't want to say minority, non-white cultures do that much better than white people do.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make sure that's why I'm glad that he's half Jamaican, because that will 100% be, because that's how they like everybody's auntie something, or, you know, like they don't,
and they're not doing casual drugs. They're all like doing straight up things. They stay close with their friends. They're just out playing basketball. Yeah. They're not doing lines of coke.
Right.
They're not getting shit faced.
Right.
Maybe they are. Maybe they're not. I don't know.
Yeah, but they're drinking at their parents' house. You know, that's all right.
They're all freaking becoming doctors and shit. You know,
that's 100% what I hope to achieve.
They're going to give their grandparents dinner. Right. They care about their grandparents or something to carry. You know, they're not like Leah. That one girl, I gotta learn all their names better. She wouldn't be out getting drunk at a party. She's
so
not
true.
Getting drunk, Leah, but it's a good show. They really have a good cast there of real friends.
All right, guys.
All right, guys. This is a wild episode. Sorry if I offended anybody.
Oh, guess what, guys? Love After Lockup starts soon. So we're back on the Love After Lockup train starting next week. So get ready. That recap will be on Saturday. Love After
I'm excited for Love After Lockup, too. Yeah, oh, my gosh.
All right, guys. We'll be back. We love you.